your porch lights off because they're coming home with a trophy.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Shark Cast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks, brought to you by the legends at Dyson Logistics and coming at you live and loud from the Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking. We are fueled by LGB supplements and we get our grass cut by Endeavour Property Services and we wash it all down with a frothy one from Shark Island Brewing Company. I am one half of the podcast, Newman, and I'm joined as I am every week by my fellow Sharks fanatic, Sydney singer, songwriter and bloke up the street, Sam Shanazzi. How are you travelling, mate?
Hey, Newman. I'm travelling with trepidation. I'm at the bottom of a mountain. I'm trying to get up the top. It's proving difficult but not impossible, and I'm looking over my shoulder everywhere I go. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm heading to a prelim.
And the official records will read that the Sharks snuck home, squeaked home. Oh. Got home, clawed home, skin of their teeth, skin of their ball sack, 21 points to 20 against the Penrith Panthers, and that leaves us rampaging into a preliminary final, a grand final qualifier against the Melbourne Storm at Amy Park in a couple of days' time. First spot in the big dance, the big show, wheel around the dance floor, the grand final, the grand lady of rugby league. And what a time it is, Sam.
You know, I'm spending my whole week thinking about it, and I'm thinking back to 2016 and what a different vibe this is for many different reasons. But I'm trying not to let it take away from the excitement and, let's face it, the rarity of us being in a prelim. We're 80 minutes away from being in our second grand final in three seasons. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable, but you're dead right that there's a different vibe around this. When we went into 2016, we had all the momentum. We were being tipped by pundits left, right, and centre. It felt like it was our time. Now, we don't have the fairy tale around us. We've got a lot of injuries. You know, we were flying against the Panthers, and then the wheels fell off, and then we snuck home, and we're playing Melbourne in Melbourne. It's just, we're up against it. And we said this on the podcast last week that the road that we've chosen to go down is up against it. But beside all that, leaving all that aside, I don't think any Shark supporter feels that we can't do it. The rest of the rugby league world might feel that we can't, but we all know how tough and how resilient our side is, but this is one hell of a test.
I think just the injuries, Newman, is the reason why a couple of us are a little bit down on ourselves for not wanting to believe 100%. Yeah, we got the team, got the attitude, got the coach, got the experience, got the history. But a couple of fellas in the back row might not be there. But, we are going better than most other clubs in the NRL. We're here 80 minutes away. It's doable. They're going down there. They're not going to muck around. And I think you're right. A lot of people are optimistic. You said the wheels come off against Penrith. I agree, but
we put them back on.
Yeah, we did. It was just the one team you couldn't do it against. Like, any other team would not have come back, but Penrith, that's all they do is come back. My man Val let him back into the game.
I tend not to message you too much through the game. How many text messages did you get at the time that Val did that?
Because I know that I messaged you. Between 4 and 8. In that moment. That's cool. That was
poor, though. I mean, he's a great player, and I know you love him more than anyone, but I also love him. But yeah. I was filthy on him.
Oh, inexcusable. Inexcusable.
And it's not like he's never done that before.
No, it's not. And it's not like he won't do it again. Inexcusable is my answer, no matter how much I love him. You know, you just can't do it. And I know why he was doing it. We're under the pump, but it really let them back into the game. Hopefully he learns from it. Two amazing plays from him. I know you hate the word amazing, but two amazing plays from him helped us get back into it. So thankfully, all was okay by the end of the game.
Now, speaking of amazing plays, I thought one of the biggest plays, I want to send big ups, it hasn't really been reported on in Shark Land or even in the mainstream press, but one of the runs by Jason Pikuia in the second half, that was amazing. Where he, just bringing the ball out of trouble, just carried defenders for what seemed like 30 or 40 metres. That was unbelievable.
It was about 32 metres. You need to check our Twitter account. I tweeted it today. It was fantastic. inspirational, got them up the other end, led to a line break and then a field goal for Chad. Pecunia is so underrated, it's ridiculous. Flano's on record as saying he's the first guy he picks every time he's available to play. He signed for a few more years. We love him. It was phenomenal, that run.
Yeah, and it was at a time, I don't know, were you at the game?
I was not, sir.
Yeah, I was there, and I can tell you a long and boring story about, well, let me run you through what happened to Please. Me getting to the game, right? So a friend of mine arranged 6 tickets, myself, Black Tip Reefy, and the guys I sit with, and some friends.
Wait. And then, Black Tip Reefy was with you when Val did what he did?
No. This is, you need to let the story play out.
Sorry.
Because it's long. So Black Tip Reefy is as crook as a dog. And
I know the feeling.
He rings me, chicken, he's bedridden and he's hopefully can watch the game on TV and that's about it. So we're down to 5. Then what the mate who organised the tickets, he rings me and he's like, I've got 4 seats in a fully catered corporate box.
Woo!
What do we do? And I'm like, well, 5 into 4 doesn't go. Do you have 5? He's like, nope, it's 4. It's a firm 4. Then I'm ringing around everyone I know. Any tenuous link to a good seat, I'm keen as a bean for it. Now, there's one important part of the story I've left out. Doco rings me on Friday morning.
You name dropper.
I've got a couple of members' seats. Do you want to come in the members with me? And I'm like, oh, man, look, I'd love to, but, you know, I've committed to go with my friends, so thanks, but no thanks. And I ended up catching the train in with Doco anyway. And, like, Doco's, like, doing everything he can to give these tickets away on the train.
Wow.
And he can't find anyone to take them. Anyway, he finds someone to take them, and then, like, 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from a mate. I've got the corporate box. As we're at the Cricketers' Arms with the likes of Craig and Tom of Poland and John Docking, we're having a great time pre-game. One of the feelers that I've put out has rang me back and he's like, I've got member seats. Are you in? And I'm like, you beauty. I'll go to members. The rest of the boys go to the box and we are. And everyone has a good time. So my mate arrives with the box seats. Those guys go off. I go to members. And then as we walk into members, the tickets don't work.
Ooh.
Right? And it turns out there's been a big mix-up. They're SCG members, not SFS members, and we're stuck out the front. I have to ring my brother. He's in the box. I have to get him to come down. Luckily, he's still got 2 of the paper tickets. He takes one for the team. The guy who was going to go into the box is now in our regular seats with my brother, and I go to the corporate box. But the corporate box is like way up in the bleachers. You're miles and miles above it.
Yeah.
And this is back to the point where with Pecunia, we were struggling to bring the ball out of our own end.
Yeah.
And the likes of Pryor and Gallen, Fafita, were making zero impact.
Yep.
And, you know, 5-6 meter runs maybe at best. And then they pass the ball to Pecunia and he makes like 32 meters. It was crazy good.
It was crazy good, and I was so happy it was him. I like him so much. He's done so much for the club. He kind of fits into the Ricky Latelli mould of, you know, almost veteran-like status, and we all love them, but outside of the Cronulla world, no one rates them in the slightest.
No.
So it's good to see him do it at such a high level, and definitely got him back in the game.
He didn't even get a start for Fiji.
Yeah.
That's how underrated he is. Like, he's a regular NRL player. He's available to play for Fiji, and yet they pick some, like, New South Wales Cup players in front of him. But anyway, I hope that story wasn't too boring, but there was, like, I had this mad scramble to actually even get in and watch the game.
What was the atmosphere like? 20,000 people?
Well, the crowd was a little underwhelming, you know, 20,000 people for 2 clubs, and there was a big representation of Penrith supporters there.
Right.
So, you know, it was probably 50-50, but it felt like there was a lot of vocal, positive, very keen Penrith supporters there,
yep.
And they sort of felt like it was their turn or their time.
Yep.
And as they started rampaging home, it felt like a Penrith home game.
Yeah, right.
And you really felt like at the ground that, you know, the momentum had swung in their favour and, oh, God, here we go. We're going to go to the back door.
Well, let's talk about first half. First half was clinical.
Brilliant.
The halves, easily their best pairing together, Moylan and Townsend. They've both been building
sort of
towards
it. Performance like that, hasn't he? I mean, he got the point. He was man of match, my man of the match, Chad Townsend.
Yeah,
maligned Chad Townsend.
He's been building for 3 or 4 weeks now.
You know, that was a legitimate 8.5 game.
And, yeah, I thought Moylan,
you know, big game, big stage.
Moylan for me was even better. Again, you know, he's 3-0 over Maloney and Penrith. Like, that's ridiculous. And we get the better buy in the trade, all that sort of stuff. But his defense was fantastic on the line against the big fellas. His attack was brilliant.
I'm not buying the Moylan hype. Like, when someone makes a tackle that he sort of makes a tackle, and you're like, oh, wow, that was the tackle and Matt Moylan made it. Like, okay, he had some committed online defense, but we're expecting that at this time of year. And some of those errors, he dropped the ball, you know, he wasn't getting early ball or good ball.
Exactly.
He was still dropping the ball under pressure.
I thought that the ball was coming to him way too late. They're notorious for a quick line speed, Penrith. I thought he was under the pump way too much for the errors. I forgave him for those errors.
Yeah, he was under the pump, Sam, but in that case, you just catch the ball and go to ground.
Yeah, I don't know. Watching on replay, I thought it was a bit suspect, the passes, but point is, he stood up and he was fantastic without them.
Sam, if you go to an NRL coaching or even a junior rep level coaching a training session,
yeah,
and a player drops the ball, the inevitable excuse is, oh, well, that was a shit pass. Yeah. Every coach will say, there's no such thing as a shit pass. If you can get your hands on it, you catch it, you get the ground, don't turn the ball.
The one I'm thinking of in particular, the tackler was on him pretty much before he got the ball. So yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but there was also the vowel break, you know, and he could have caught the ball. And I'm just seeing a lot of – he just makes too many errors.
That was going to be a penalty anyway against us. That was an NFL running back move.
I know, but he still dropped it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was up for the challenge, and hopefully he can bring that sort of game against the Storm and not let those errors, because, you know, in these big semi-final games, errors will be the telling points.
Did you not think he was brilliant?
Not brilliant, no.
Wow, okay.
But he was good, not brilliant.
Very good?
It was one of his best performances in Cronulla colours. I don't know, I'm a hard marker. I'm not sold on Matt Moylan. And you know why? It's unfair of me, because I feel like the way he plays the game, he's not going to win a grand final.
He won a semi-final for you last weekend.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Let's see how he goes. I'm not all in on him. I just think that he's, at his best, he's honestly brilliant. Like the pass to Lewis, I know Lewis ran the line. The pass was crisp.
Now that was one of the great moments. Luke Lewis bursting into the backfield.
What about our bank balances going up every time he ran? Our money's going up in the bank.
If people remember from last week's podcast, my prediction was Luke Lewis needs to score a try for the Sharks to win, and you got on, didn't you, Samuel?
Sure did, buddy.
Yeah, maybe I'm being harsh on Matt Moylan. Write in sharkcastpod@gmail.com and let me know if you still then. And I'm all in behind him, but
no, I hear what you're saying.
It was a good team performance. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that some of the flashy stuff, you know, I love the Luke Lewis type player, the Toilers.
Oh, look, he might not be able to do that against the Storm. I'm with you there. Like, maybe that suited, maybe he suits playing a team like Penrith who pretty much throw structure out the window, both offense and defense. So I thought off the bench, Aaron Woods was exceptional, almost 160 metres. He had one play the ball mishap, which he seems to have every game.
There where we were not going, when Bakuya dragged us out of the mire, Woodsy really wasn't making an impact. And that was concerning, but other than that, fantastic.
I thought Big Andy was really solid when he ran forward. Yep. He ran well. I thought Gallen was really good until he got hurt. He was the one really. I mean, he got bumped back a few times, but he was doing his Gallen thing. Pryor was good. We definitely won the forward battle. I think maybe their forwards, you know, like your Regan Campbell, Gillards, those guys, they're probably a bit overrated.
You know, Matt Pryor, bad miss on the big fella kick out as he ran through the line.
Yeah.
You know, they the Panthers really got the momentum in the second half. But we had it over him in the first. So it was very much a tale of two halves. Well, I probably sound like I'm being negative and critical, and people are probably going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The beauty of it is that despite all of that, despite the errors from Moylan, despite the fact we had no go forward, we're making defensive errors, and Penrith had all the momentum, we managed to find a way to wrestle the game back in our favour and win, which is enormous.
Did you have me on speed dial when Val did the short kickoff?
I was in disbelief. I didn't even know who that, like, that was one of those moments when it happened, and because everybody was jumping up and down and hugging and all that, I didn't even know it was Val until I watched the replay.
He didn't tell a soul that he was doing it. How do you feel about that?
I love that play.
Yeah.
And I wish that was a play I used to coach into my junior teams, because I think that usually the dude who stand when they do short kickoffs, right, the guys on the edges, they're the ones that are ready for it. You know, the guys on the sidelines, because they kick the short kickoff. So the dude who stands directly in front of the kickoff is just usually there watching the ball sail over his head 999 times out of 1,000. He's not ready for it. Brilliant play. And the only problem is that most teams that do try it don't tend to execute it very well. Val executed it brilliantly. Mate, huge kudos to him.
What about his, how will I put it, kick defense on Cleary for the field goal attempt? That was just as important.
Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. And there's a glaring element in Val's game, like, when they bust through the line, he's not good at shutting them down. So he's making up for that in other ways. No player can be 100% perfect.
Yeah.
And I thought, and his kick returns were really strong. He was running the ball back hard, causing problems to the defence. Scored a try, turned the game with the short kickoff. Fantastic. Elite player. We just, you know, we're going to have to ride his career best form. Because, you know, if we're to win this comp, he's going to have to keep pulling out the special plays.
Now, on last week's long overdue episode, you lauded, I think that's the right word, Sasaia Feke. I imagine you got only more praise for him.
Oh, how good was he?
What about the line break down the left before the field goal?
I know.
Crazy.
And crazy good. Not only was he diffusing bombs, he was a weapon in the air.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one who jumped up and batted the ball back for Val's try.
Now, I did read during the week he's been doing sessions after practice, with Kamali putting them up both offensively and defensively. He said he and there was someone else, Bomber Morris maybe. Kamali and someone have been really helping them out, the wingers, so that's good to hear that they needed to address that, and they have been. They're going to be under the pump again this week.
You don't need a genius to see that you need to work in that area. And the great thing is that they've identified a problem and he's worked on it and fixed it.
He is going to drive a player out of the team this week. He's going to hold his spot. Yeah, we'll get to that later on, I think. But he's come back from New South Wales Cup and done really well for himself. So we're all happy about that. He's a lovely fellow. Capewell. Capewell played 67 minutes. What did you make of Capewell?
Thought he was really effective. Liked the way he got about his business. Sort of feeling his way into the team. I like him where he's playing. He's sort of one of those players that sort of suffered a bit from being a Mr. Fix-It, but you know, he can play. He's a good player and he's motoring towards a grand final berth the way he's playing.
Now, I had an issue with Seguiaro only getting 25 minutes. When I say that, he wasn't on the field long enough to be effective when he was on. He came on a really weird spot. He came on probably, I think, 50 or 55 minutes into the game.
Yep.
And towards
that all the running at that point.
Yeah, and towards the end, Newman, there was some confusion with him and Chad and where to kick and when to take the tackle, and it was a little bit scary with him at dummy half when they were chasing a field goal.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't play to a pattern, and Chad knew exactly what he wanted the team to do and how it had to happen, and then James Seguiaro spies an opportunity or thinks that he wants to override it. And, you know, unfortunately, the type of player that he is, he's going to do that.
Yeah, they got away with it, which is the good thing, and I'm sure they'll you know go over it in video and everything this week, but that was a little scary for me. Not to say he doesn't have a place in the team, because he does.
Look, Seguiaro is the kind of player where he's, if he's not making an impact, he's very much different to Jaden Brayley, and Jaden Brayley's happy to get to dummy half, give good early ball, yep, jump out when there's an opportunity, and be a cog in the team. Seguiaro is unashamedly more flashy, and if he's been on the field 10 minutes and hasn't done something where he stands out, he's going to turn the dial on the risk factor so that he stands out, and that's a concern to me. Sometimes he can do something brilliant, but in that case, we needed a Jaden Brayley to just get us up the field and then get good ball to Chad to pop it over.
Why do you think he came on so late? Was it because they were up 18-2 and everything was going okay until Val let them back into the game? Was it a case of that?
It's Flano 101, mate. When we're up 18-2, Flano is like, all right, that's probably enough. Let's close the half out and don't let them score again, right, rather than let's score two more tries. Because if you put I wanted him to put Seguiaro on and go, you know, it's 18-2 with 24 minutes. Let's get on and get two more quick ones and shut the gate on these blokes.
So the worrying thing about that is the whole world, with possibly, only possibly the exception of the coach, knew that we would need more points to score, to win the game. Because they were always going to come back.
Flanagan backs our defence way more than any other fan.
Yeah.
Like, Flanagan's going, all right, that's enough. Three tries. It doesn't matter who we play. We can defend that. And, you know, it's disappointing. As a fan, you're like, come on, man. Score one more try and we go, they can't win.
Yeah.
And we couldn't seem to do that. And then it's just... Hell, man, how did you feel when they scored pretty much straight off the bat in the second half? Did you think, oh, God, here we go?
No, it was only when Kikau did his thing long range that I really thought we were gone, because once they score two, they can score five or six. Mm. They've done it all year, and it's their thing. They don't start well. They finish well. But we got there. The defence was good enough. I don't want to harp on it too much because it's not a Penrith podcast, but Maloney really was disappointing for that team.
Oh, we said, didn't we say it? You know, you'd be running. We know his game. Run traffic at him. He can miss tackles, and
I'm talking attitude. But attitude wise,
yeah, he was terrible. And you know, we won that swap, and you know, our gain is their loss, and all those sort of things. But
he really took it too personally. Like watching it on TV up close, he was way more niggly than he was ever at Cronulla, and he was not copping the penalties that he always gives away. He was really, really not taking it well.
That penalty where he dive bombed at the ankle.
The cannonball,
What other option does he give the referee there? That's so bad.
Yeah, I was really, as you know, fearful of him, and I was very surprised. I would say that I'd go as far as to say that he let them down.
Yeah, 100%. You know, he's a senior player. He's the senior. Like, he's only 2 months younger than the coach. Fun fact, Cameron Serrato came to my 21st birthday.
I love Cam Serrato.
Wore a Balmain Tigers jersey.
I love him. I think it's a good story. I used to like him as a player. I realised that he didn't have the superstar potential that, you know, his body image gave him, the next Sonny Bill. But I always liked his dedication to the game, and everyone says that he's going to make a good coach, so... You know, I wish him all the best, but very interesting to see him against.
I know a lot about him because he was one of my when my brother was about 12 or 13. Cam was one of his best mates.
Yeah, right.
And you know, he sort of was always in and around our house growing up until he went off to play football at about 17 years old, and he was just committed from a very young age to be a rugby league player and make a life in rugby league. And he was one of the very few, one of my club's Menai Roosters, one of the first, you know, very few Menai Roosters to be graded in first grade. And now is he their coach full time now?
They haven't committed for next year in that role, but I think he will be until Ivan Cleary comes along. You know, they've won a bunch of games. And
I read something that he'd been confirmed anyway. I'm in Auckland right now, so.
You're in Auckland?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's like going back in time, Samuel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cut to a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll have the news and the letters. This is Sharkcast Radio.
All right.
Hey, Newman, I bought some Sharks memorabilia off a dude in Queensland. I need to get it here as soon as possible, but the seller doesn't do shipping. I need it in a hurry. What am I going to do, buddy?
Mate, get straight on the phone to Dyson Logistics.
What's the deal with those guys?
Dyson Logistics can move anything from a small package to a 40-foot container, road, rail, sea freight, air freight, local, regional, international, and they will do it cheaper and quicker than those big corporate freight companies and with better service too because they have that personal family business touch.
Give me their number right now.
Hit them up on 0467-233-153. That's 0467-233-153. Or log on to the website, DysonLogistics.com.
A little birdie tells me they're also very big, passionate, long-time Cronulla Sharks fans as well. What a bonus. DysonLogistics.com. They go above and beyond. That's the Dyson difference.
The RMYC Port Hacking is a true hidden gem of the Sutherland Shire with million-dollar views for the price of a beer. A world-class venue located on the western side of Port Hacking, it has glorious views over the boat moorings up to Bundina.
Open to members and their guests, you can grab a drink in one of the two bars, sit on the deck or on the lawn with the kids while they run around and watch the boats come and go. Yachty's Bistro is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and serves fresh, modern Australian dishes, local seafood, steaks, my personal favourite, Newman, burgers that are high on flavour and low on price. There's a full TAB facility on Saturdays, and of course the Mighty Sharky games are on live and loud on all the big screens. Don't forget about Friday fishing, it's a hit with the kids.
And if you mention Sharkcast Radio, you get a free garlic bread. Get down to the RMYC Port Hacking, 228 Woolaware Road, Woolaware, or find them online, rmycph.com.au, or on Facebook as RMYC. The Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking, home of Sharkcast Radio.
Washed in across Botany Bay towards the mangrovey shores of the SCGS. The news, not much other than injury watch, Samuel. But we've got some lower grades results, and the lower grades are going gangbusters too.
Newman, we could be in three grand finals. Three!
The mighty Newtown Jets rolled on through the highly fancied Penrith Panthers. Cool. So the Panthers became our bitches twice in the one weekend. At Newtown were heavy outsiders and won pretty easy in the end. And they are now through to the grand final against the Bulldogs. And that's Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock at Leichhardt Oval. So they get down there and support the boys. And you can hear it on steelsports.com.au. And your colour caller will be one A-Rock Newman.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm really.
I think it might be 3 p.m. though, buddy.
Sorry, 3 p.m. Yeah, 3 p.m. Sorry, 3 p.m.
That'll be good fun.
But I haven't been calling the Newtown games because there's been like a bit of a not a dispute, but there's another guy that there's like a rights thing going on. Yeah. So we put our hands up to do the grand final, so we missed out on two semi final. So I'm just super psyched that Newtown made it through.
Yeah.
And Sione Katoa was really good for the Jets. FJ Flano Jr. was really good. And one to watch, Britton Nakora.
Oh, yeah. I see him making a push next year in Inman.
Yeah, he's got first grade written all over him, Samuel.
And what about Dave Hallett's young men?
Again, they had a win against the odds and they rocket through to the grand final. And I wish I was in Sydney because I'd know more about it, but I don't. But they are playing, I think they're at 1 o'clock.
They're at 1 o'clock, yeah, 12:45, yeah.
They, again, Dave Howlett has, with very limited resources, overachieved already. And they stand a good chance of winning that grand final. So well done to him. And I might try and actually get an interview with him in the next couple of days when I get back across the ditch.
Just don't put him off focus. He's got to focus.
He's focused. He's the most focused individual I've ever met.
More focused than me? No Sam, comment. Please. I saw a bit of their game online and my boy Jackson Ferris, carving up on the right. Bronson Cherry on the left, carving up.
Good stuff.
Exciting stuff.
Good stuff. And Trindle, the half, Tricky Trindle, he's come on in leaps and bounds. Started the season in not as, you know, looking like he's probably going to get dropped back to park footy. And now he's just come on. He's been fantastic for them. So, well done. Two grand finals and potentially the first grade can make it three. Ooh. So, strong club, Sam. Mm. Strong club.
Mm.
Injury watch.
Yes.
Luke Lewis.
Yes. He's fine. He's going to play.
He's fine. Josh Dugan.
I'm hearing he will play.
Good news.
Yep.
Paul Gallen. Nobody knows.
Oh, I know that Paul Gallen is probably slightly less than 50% chance of playing. They haven't given up. They're going to give him till Thursday, probably Thursday day. And if he's not right then, they're going to call it, and that'll be that. So
yep.
He's doing everything he can.
They can to play. You know he's the consummate professional
yep.
in that he'll do absolutely everything in his power. He'll do crypto, bloody cryogenic baths and flame yep. and, you know, all that stuff to get fit. But he's also a professional in that he won't play if he's not right.
No.
And we saw that in the Canberra semi-final in 2016. So.
Yeah, and he'll give him a chance. He'll give himself a chance and give the team all the credit they deserve to sit one out if he needs to and get ready for the big one. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll see. I'm not ruling him out just yet. I am hearing it's gone from like 50 to 48%, but he's still a chance.
All right, so that wraps us up for the news, and we're going to have a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we'll have the letters and a preview of the big prelim. This is Sharkcast Radio.
Hey, Newman, I'm selling my house, but the gardens are a mess. Can you help me out, buddy?
I wish I had time, Sam, but why don't you give Craig from Endeavour Property Services a call? A qualified horticulturalist, Craig specialises in pre- and post-sale garden cleanups and makeovers as well as regular maintenance.
Sounds good, man. How do I get in touch with him?
Get in touch with Craig on 0424 294 321. That's 0424 294 321 or endeavourpropertyservices@yahoo.com. If you mention you listen to the Sharkcast, you get a 10% discount. Endeavour Property Services. LGB Supplements is the Shire's number one store for supplements and proteins. They have a wide range of supplements, including proteins, pre-workouts, and fat burners, on top of a massive range of exercise accessories, including boxing gear, activewear, gym gear, and water bottles.
Newman, it's free delivery Shire-wide and a price beat guarantee. Best prices anywhere. 10% price beat. The website is www.teamlgb.com.au. Just again, www.teamlgb.com.au. They're at Shop 6, 10 Waratah Road, Engadine. It's 20% off for Sharkcast listeners.
On top of that, they have friendly, accessible boot camps for all levels to shift those extra kilos. They have them in the Engadine area, and there's a boot camp at Woolooware coming soon. LGB, life's getting better.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby.
And now it's kind of the time of the show where we see what that little sharky who rips around the neighborhood on a high-vis motorbike has jammed into the slot. The letters you can get at sharkcastpod@gmail.com or on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram @sharkcastpod. Now, we've got a couple of emails about my absence on Sharkcast TV. Thanks very much for those, guys. We've got one from Brett, and he says, I've been watching the show for 2 years over here in Adelaide and love it. It isn't the same without you. Thanks very much, Brett. I appreciate the support. And also Troy, our mate in Maitland, he also says he misses me on there. And thanks very much, Troy. But Troy also says, well to hang on against the Panthers. We look gone at 20-all. That short kickoff from Val saved us.
Mm.
How lucky were we to have Ennis in 2016, an 80-minute hooker. His show Friday night, we're exhausted. And only have Brayley on the bench, could have really used another big forward. We're bruised and battered, but somehow I hope we can beat the purple scum.
We hope so too, Troy. We hope so too. All very good points. And yeah, I wouldn't mind another big bopper on there. We're lucky to have Woods at the moment, but I wouldn't mind another big prop, to be fair.
Okay, and we got one from regular email, Michael. And he says, Panthers game first half was great. We were dominant. Second half was full panic mode. How about the vowel effort on the leave? That was just dot, dot, dot. I can't even. Sammy, I can't even. And then he says, preliminary final, exclamation mark. Odds are stacked against us. It's time to unleash the full Andrew Fifita beast performance.
Yeah, that's going to be very important.
It's, the odds are stacked against us. I don't think any fair judge would say that they're not.
No, absolutely. And they shouldn't. Like, if you look at it and you look at the teams lining up against each other, they have a very fit and raring to go team. They're the Melbourne Storm. They've got someone who I think is the best coach probably in the history of the game. They're at home and they don't want their fullback to retire. But guess what? No. We don't want our number 11 to retire either. So.
Just quietly.
Yeah.
How is this game in Melbourne? Why isn't it a neutral ground? Remember when all semi-finals used to be at neutral grounds?
Yeah, but that was like 35 years ago. It's in black and white. Brisbane get theirs. Melbourne get theirs. New Zealand get theirs. Not much you can do about it, Newman.
No.
Not saying it's right, but...
I'm not either.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. So we have a massive game, biggest game of the year. Prelim final, into the grand final, baby. Odds are stacked against us. 7.50 on Friday. All right, 7.50 kickoff. Obviously, if you haven't got your tickets yet, you would have had to organise yourself. So there's no encouraging anyone to go. It's going to be hard. They have had the week off. We are battered and bruised. But, you know, with all that negatives, we've already beaten the Storm twice this year.
Yeah.
If there's one team that is unafraid to go down to Melbourne and win, it is us. We've got to get on board the bandwagon and ride them home, Samuel.
Oh, I'm on. I'm ready to go. I am hesitant to go full 2016 just because, personally, the come down will be a bit too much for me in my state of mind. But I'm all in. I'm backing them. And I'll be disappointed if we don't get the job done. There is enough talent there. I'm looking at the team. It's the same run-on team as last week that they've named. I do believe it'll change. But when you have Valentine Holmes, you have an in-form Moylan and Townsend, you have Fifita, Pryor, Lewis, Woods, possibly Josh Dugan, I think that's enough talent to get the job done.
Yeah, Chad Townsend in career best form. Sasai Fekir's jumping and catching bombs. Val Holmes is just slicing and dicing. And, you know, Kurt Cable's doing some great stuff. I'm confident, mate. I think we can get it done. I'm more worried about the grand final.
You can't worry about a grand final.
The way I feel it's going to go is we'll win against Melbourne, but that'll take an enormous toll.
Agreed.
On us. And of course, we're playing for a spot against the Roosters or South Sydney. It'd be great if we had a grand final against one of those two. All Sydney grand final, the joint will be absolutely jumping. But the way I feel we can roll the Storm. I think we've got the wood on them. I think that minus Cooper Cronk, our game plan. We are going to make this as ugly as ugly. It's going to be full blown, as Michael Langridge says, prison ball. And I think we can get the job done. The game will be won on a knife edge.
Yeah.
You know, whoever can kick that field goal, I don't think there'll be any more than 2 to 4 points in it. And I think it's just going to be an absolute bruise-a-thon, which makes me worried about the next week when I know we shouldn't count our chickens before they hatch, but that's the way I think it's going
to
go.
They need to play like that first half last week. They completed near perfect in the first half. They ended up 30 from 36, which is still pretty good.
Yep.
They forced dropouts. They kicked and chased really well. If they don't do that at least as good, they're not going to win the game. But we know they can play that way. When it comes to finals footy, they seem to click in the last few years, more or less. And... you know, the game against the Roosters, they played well. They just didn't win the game. And they played well last week for the majority of the game. They need to complete No penalties. Oh, yeah. No penalties.
You take it as read that if you don't complete well, you don't win. You don't win it down there in Melbourne.
Well, look at the grand final. We had to go at like 94% or something to get the game done. So,
correct.
And that's near perfect.
Yeah.
That's how big the mountain is.
I mean, that's how you win the comp. You've got to be that good.
Yeah. And we know they can do it, but, you know, they don't do it all year. Then they start doing it the last few weeks. It's fantastic. They mentally have two more games to go to create more history. And I think that's bloody awesome.
Oh, mate, I'm telling you. The squad believe, and not it's not false hope or delusion. No. They believe that they've got the game to do it. And not only do they have the game to go down to Melbourne and win, they're relishing that opportunity. They also know that they've got the game to come back and beat Roosters and or Souths. They know it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see him contain Felice Kaufusi on his edge because he always tears us up. I need them to dominate Cameron Smith. He'll be kicking from dummy half, going for 40-20s. They have to play a perfect game to win this match, in my opinion, and I'm backing them to do it.
Yep. All right, Sam. So what are you predicting?
Low scoring and possibly golden point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which literally could kill me. If I don't make it next week, that's why.
11-10?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking 12-10 or something, but yeah. I don't see too many points in it. If there is, we might have a problem.
Yeah, but we've been good at nullifying the Storm scoring. You're the stats man, but the last two games they've scored bugger all against us. So we know how to defend. It's just a matter of us scoring. I think Sasai Fekir's a special to score a try. Come on, boys, get amongst it. Write in and let us know where you're watching it because, you know, people are going to be watching it all around the place. You know one thing I'm disappointed about, Sam?
Yeah.
Why isn't the club having, like, the summertime bar on the go?
Well, they are, Newman. They are.
Okay, so that's back on, is it?
It's back on this Friday night.
You beauty. Get down there, all right?
Yeah, go support them.
And as we say every week, Samuel...
We are 80 minutes away from a grand final, Newman. Years ago, I wouldn't have thought possible. Now we expect it. It's a beautiful thing. Let's make some more history, huh?
All right, mate. It's now 1 a.m. in Auckland, and I'm going to bed.
Good night, Newman. Go the Sharks.